something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Eddie Pepitone, and I am recording this from Austin, Texas, the South by Southwest Festival. The Bachelor is over, and here at South by Southwest, which is a massing of bands, mostly musical people, there was a moment of silence for JoJo. Nobody here at South by Southwest, if you've ever been here, it's just a tremendous amount of musicians and comedians, most of whom are dedicated to watching The Bachelor, and then they do their art. Like, first they watch The Bachelor, then they do the art. When it was announced here at South by Southwest that Lauren was picked over JoJo, just a great hush came over the crowd. All of us, we watched it on a live screen here. Many bands with names like Grenade Up My Ass. Grenade Up My Ass, a great band, by the way, or Guantanamo Baywatch. We all watched The Bachelor together, and we were stunned by how Ben could tell JoJo that he loves her, yet pick Lauren. I mean, you don't do that to someone, and all the band members agree that they had done that sometimes when they were stoned and drunk, which is most of the time, but, you know, telling a woman that you love her in order to have sex with her. But anyway, my take on the whole thing, now that it's over and I can go back to my life, it's just, you know, and I talked about this before. I mean, come on, everybody. This is such a contrived bullshit show. You know, this guy, I mean, really? Seriously? Did anybody get emotionally hooked into this thing? It was so contrived about how he, you know, had to keep, you know, the producers have to keep everybody guessing about, oh, who does he love? And he never had anything interesting to say, like, I just love you. You mean so much to me. It's super intense. Like, all these platitudes. There was nothing real. There's nothing real about any of the relationships that happened here except by accident. You don't fall in love with someone on television. You know, it was just such a, you know, it's, I'm glad Arden and Aaron made me watch this because now I am more dedicated to activism and revolution in this country because I've seen what you people watch. And there's been a couple of people who have commented on, you know, on Twitter about how Eddie Pepitone should be off this podcast. He obviously doesn't like this show, and we do. And I just want to say, you people who legitimately like this show, you know, you should be shot. You should be shot, you know. And sorry about the noise. Sorry about the noise. All right. That's it for me. I think the construction is there. I'm I'm getting a birdhouse built over here in Austin. I have financed a birdhouse. Anyway, I just want to say thank God it's over. Ben and Lauren will never get married, or if they do, they'll be divorced. They're not going to get married. Come on. Anyway, it was fun while it lasted, kids, but holy shit, what a nightmare. The American nightmare is finally over.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so happy. This is the highlight of my pilot season right here.
I feel so good.
Oh, God.
When you ripped up this rose,
Miss Padgett Brewster, I'm talking to you.
When you ripped up this rose into your taint.
Already with the taint.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I can't.
Botany and a taint.
Woo, that's nice. Thank you.
Into your world.
Maybe
wow. Oh, my God. Welcome to the penultimate episode of Will You Accept This Rose? This is Arden Marine along with my co-host,
Erin Foley.
We've heard our dispatch from Eddie Pepitone, but right now we have super fan, oh my God, Miss Padgett Brewster, everybody.
Yay!
Round of applause. Padgett, you might know her from Grandfather Criminal Minds. You make the laughs and you have guns.
I do.
You can do both.
I have been lucky, very lucky.
How is it as like a, because I think like you're a very funny lady and you're a comedy gal.
Why,
how is it to like get to go like be on a procedural? Is that exciting and fun?
It was great. I did only comedy.
Yes.
Then I did a Showtime show called Huff.
I remember with Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria and Bly Sanner and Oliver Platt. And that was me crying all the time because my marriage was falling apart and my mother died.
Yeah.
Then
on the show.
Oh, yeah, not
God.
In real life. No. And then I was like, oh, I'm an actress. I'm supposed to be doing movies.
Oh.
So I started doing movies and I hated it,
yes,
living in hotels. So I called my agent and said, I want to be on a show. I was right the whole time. TV's where it's at.
TV's
I just
where it's
go
at.
To home and, have a, and they said, go in and meet on Criminal Minds. And then I did that for 6 years.
Now, Padgett.
I agree. I have turned down the last 20 movie offers because I was like, I'm already in Podunk, Indiana this weekend.
You can't do it.
I'm at the comedy.
You can't keep doing
crack
it.
House.
Now, I have to say, Padgett is famous. I don't know if you saw, you hosted Halo parties at your house.
I did, yeah.
And people would go room to room. Was it like the Steve Agee's of the world?
No, I think Steve was there. Yeah, it was.
What's a Halo party?
Halo is like this video game.
Oh, the video.
And like, yeah, it would be like guys in different rooms would be
this
like.
This was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, and
14 years ago.
And Padgett
people
hosted
would bring
like
over,
famous Halo parties.
Yeah, Paul F. Tompkins would bring over his box. Eric Hoffman would bring his box. Jay Johnston had his box.
Yeah.
And so there would be 16, 20 people playing Halo throughout the house. Yeah.
Are you still in the same house?
Yeah. Oh, I'm in the same house.
Yeah.
Do you like how? Did you play?
I hosted Halo widow parties in the bedroom.
Wow.
And we would watch girly movies.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's fantastic. You guys, okay. And then Padgett is also exciting because you were on After the Rose.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
you met Lace.
I did.
Was she a beauty?
We love her.
Was she a beauty?
She is a beauty and she's very tall.
Now, how tall are you?
I'm 5'8 and
you,
I was wearing very high heels.
Padgett's wearing very cute heels right now. I'll take
so
a picture
cute.
And put it.
Well,
really
thank
cute
you.
Heels.
They're
you
shy.
Dressed up.
Sweet.
You dressed up for the final rose.
I got these glitter. They're glitter, silver glitter
they're
pumps
fantastic.
That I got on Amazon that
they're
I've
fantastic.
Never worn.
Amazon.
And this is where you wear
Who
them.
Who makes
right?
those?
I don't know. I probably have an insole.
I
in
need
them.
To
I
see
be
that.
See.
Okay.
I'm wearing Birkenstocks.
So yeah, it was.
Because I walked here.
No. See, I'm not going to find the name.
They're really
they're
cute.
So cute.
Okay, so you were on, and she's taller than you.
She's got to be barefoot. She's probably 5'10", 5'11".
And I felt like I was rooting. She handled herself really well. I was rooting for
she
her.
Did.
And then she got pushed in, and now she is going in Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Hold on.
She got pushed
I am a huge fan of Bachelor
Me
in
too.
Paradise.
Me
and
too.
And I'm very excited
Me
that
too.
Lace is going.
But I was proud of her. I was proud of her for guarding her sobriety. Like, I felt like she
yes.
handled it well.
Yes.
Okay, wait. Did you meet Ben?
No. I have not met Ben.
How is Chris Harrison? Did you want to make out with Chris Harrison?
You know what? Honestly, I've been so jealous of Chris Harrison for so long.
We all want to be Chris Harrison.
What a job.
We all want to be Chris Harrison.
It's the greatest job on earth.
He said like four words last night.
I know. My husband now is saying, Chris Harrison's just an usher.
Now,
he's barely on the show.
Your husband, who I don't know if I've met, he flew back from early.
He's organized his South by Southwest trip to make it back in time because Bachelor Night is date night. For us.
God,
we don't even have kids.
What does he do? What does he do?
He's a musician and a composer.
And he was like, he came back early from South by Southwest.
To watch The Bachelor.
Solid marriage.
Oh my God,
I married
guys.
That guy. That's...
Oh my God. Yeah, you got to put a ring on that. And I'm talking about you put a ring on him. You wrap that up, girl.
I did. I married that
guy.
He
accepted your rose. Okay. Okay, ladies. And both of you had nice weekends before we get into it. Anything exciting happened? I went to South by Southwest. It was.
Well,
I got into a fight with a tweaker. I did the live at midnight challenge, and we had like 45 minutes to go get dinner. So I was like, I want tacos. So Natch, I'm in.
You're in Austin.
I need a taco. So Chris Cubis and I walk out to go get tacos, and there was a very shady, toothless gentleman, a white guy, looked like a meth head, came up, and he was like, and I had my money out to get my tacos, and he was like, give me a dollar, and I thought, all right, well, clearly he needs it more than I do. Like, you can have my dollar. And then he goes, dollar doesn't buy anything, give me three. And that pissed me off. I grabbed the dollar back. I was like, well, then give me my fucking dollar back. And that was a bad call on my part. And then so he grabbed onto it, and he turned and he goes, I just cut my head off with a scimitar, what do you think of that? And I thought, I gotta just let this. You gotta know when to hold him, know when to scimitar.
Meth
head tweaker, and Chris Cubis was like looking at me, going like, "Girl, like,
you're crazy.
Who do you think? Like, let the dollar go. He's toothless, and he just had cut his head cut off with a scimitar. You don't take it back from a crazy." It bothered me that I gave him the dollar and he was a dick about it.
I understand that. And also, I don't think he was crazy because he told you, I've had a psychotic fantasy. What do you think about that?
Exactly.
I think he was completely sane.
Agreed.
And he just said that to make you think he was crazy.
I know. I felt like he was bullying me, which made me on principle go, then you know what? I did take self-defense class. Give me my fucking dollar back.
You should follow up next time. We'll be there in April.
We'll be back for Moon Tower. Let's go back to that taco truck.
And see if we can find him and see how the next altercation goes.
I have a good feeling. He and his pit bull will be there with my dollar.
I just got off a plane from Jupiter. I want my dollar back.
Exactly.
What do you think about that?
What do you think about that? I just flew in from Los Angeles. Did you have anything exciting this weekend? Anybody?
I was at the Gilda Radner Laugh Fest in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Wow.
And
you had to be clean.
I had to be clean. Which wasn't a problem because I don't rarely swear, but we found out first of all, the
that makes one
everyone
of us.
Was really nice. But the topics that were supposedly clean were like everything I talk about. It was like politics, religion, date.
Yeah.
So I called it a who eats.
Yeah.
For
how long did you have to do?
Six shows.
Let me ask you, in all honesty, ladies, when did you? I started getting legitimately excited for Monday night about last Thursday. Like I started thinking, oh my God, I can't wait for Monday. Like I can't wait for the finale. Like I kept waiting. I kept
talking about it to people.
Yeah.
That would talk about it.
Nobody
to me in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, nobody at midnight wanted to talk about The Bachelor.
See, I didn't want to talk to anybody. I just wanted to talk to you guys. I was so excited about doing this.
Nobody. Oh, believe me. Oh my God.
That I
you
didn't.
Know Shelby Stockton?
No.
She's a great stand-up. And anyway, I ran into her at Trader Joe's yesterday day, and she was getting baked potatoes because she was having a potato bar at her house and people over. And we were in the aisle, and she was like, I don't know. And we're like, our heads fell.
Oh, my God. All right. Here we go. And hello to Katie. Hello to our producer, Katie.
Katie.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let me just throw some stuff out there, and then we'll get going. And we're going to have to get Katie in on this as well. First of all, best news ever, JoJo's the best.
Yes!
Thank God.
And what's so amazing
excited.
Is it's apparently Kayla had started filming.
Oh,
Kayla
no.
had started
I
filming.
Heard
they
that
she
I
the
link.
Her. They
I
fucked
sent you
her.
The
wait
link.
A minute, wait a minute. Yeah, apparently they started filming. Twitter had an uproar because it said there's a link from the Inquisitor. And it was also on Us Weekly. On Us Weekly.
Did
Kayla
she was
Quinn,
shooting already?
Quote, not happy. Yeah, she was shooting. Apparently she started shooting. And the Twitter fans were like, we think Kayla sucks. And then they switcherooed it.
Switcheroo.
And apparently she's pissed, but there's a chance she's going to Bachelor in Paradise. You know she'll be
of
in Paradise.
She'll
she looks
be
great
Bachelor
in a bikini.
Kayla? Yeah, she
she's
does.
So
and
she,
her hair, my God, it's the greatest hair I've ever seen in my life.
I think she actually uses like old school Rollers.
Prel
rollers.
And rollers.
Rollers.
I think it's a helmet that she gets up and puts on.
Katie, how do you feel about JoJo? Yeah, you come over. I mean, come
here.
I mean, how can we put Katie in the corner? Are you kidding me? After the final rose, how can we? You've given us the show. You've led us to the show. We're not going to let you talk on the final. Are you kidding me? How do you feel about JoJo?
I'm very excited. She's going to be fun.
She was adorable. Yeah. How much did her brothers want to punch Ben in the face last night?
But that's another reason why she was cast as the Bachelorette. I guarantee you, the moment they see a difficult family, now they've got other episodes they can do.
Drama.
It's already written.
Yeah.
They bring those guys in. Anytime ratings start to lag, they bring the brothers in.
I hate those brothers.
The Gorgon
so much.
Brothers, and they come in and they go crazy.
I think they're going to murder someone by the end.
She Instagrams so many pictures with her brothers, by the way.
She
I was looking at her Instagram.
We
and
were
like,
looking
all
at her Instagram.
Her
she
didn't they kiss her on the mouth?
Ew!
Remember when she came home? Didn't
oh
they?
My
weren't
God.
They a little physical?
Yeah,
a little.
Yeah, they did that whole thing where they boxed Ben out, right?
But
680,000 followers on Instagram.
I would rather have a hammer to the foot than kiss my brother on the mouth.
Ugh. Yeah,
that is so gross.
No, I'd rather kiss. My
I'd
brother
rather kiss my brother on the mouth, not my dad. Anyway, okay.
Anyway, thanks for joining us
okay,
this season.
Okay, so JoJo's the new Bachelorette. She handled last night so well.
Because she's the new Bachelorette.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, and that was another thing. You know what they should never have shown? When Chris Harrison was saying, who I love, by the way, I love Chris Harrison
Me too.
So much
I
now.
Love him. I love
he
him.
Was saying, hey, we have the families in case Ben marries one of these women. And
oh
then
my
you
God.
See the entire Lauren family in one room. And then
the
just
brothers,
JoJo's
the brothers,
parents.
The brothers
and it's
there.
Like, well, clearly he picked, and I wish they hadn't tipped it like that.
Well, I also have to say, how skeeveball was that pastor walking around like,
oh,
no,
Dennis.
Like the Grim Reaper.
What a goon.
Like the Grim Reaper walking around reading the Bible all
he's
around.
He's got dead bodies under his porch for
something's
for
up with him
and he kept smiling
yeah, I kept turning pages like he wasn't really sure what he was gonna use if he decided to marry them.
He was so and you know what, like if you're Ben or that family or if you live in that town to see that your pastor is that has that much of a boner to be on TV like that is so creep balls.
I don't know. Now I feel bad for him.
No,
now I feel bad
I
for the pastor because
Dennis.
I called him a goon.
But you they did. When I saw just the parents, I was
Dennis.
Like, okay, he's going with Lauren.
Clearly.
But then during the entire episode, I thought the overall the episode was, well, for us anyway, like we were so pro JoJo by the end. And I went in and been like, I really like Lauren. JoJo, I was sold on that. I wasn't sold on. But then by the end, I was like, JoJo's so great.
I thought he was.
That I thought he was going to pick JoJo.
Yeah.
I thought he was too. Because
I
also,
was like, oh my God.
It was
his
so
parents
pro JoJo.
Were so clear.
Oh, yeah.
Am I jumping out of order here?
Yeah, no.
That the father said, well, Lauren's very polished.
Polished.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's my theory.
And that JoJo answered every question the mom had before the mom asked it.
That's
someone who really cares.
She's the most real person I've seen on the show.
Honestly, I felt like, okay, I have so many things to talk about.
Yeah.
I think Lauren, in a weird way, even though she's hot as can be, I mean, her body is insane. If it is the best friend thing, maybe he doesn't want to get into the bone zone with
you
his
mean
best
JoJo.
Friend. Yeah.
Oh, so
even
I
though
see
she's
what
hot
you're
as
saying.
Can be.
Yeah, it's maybe. Yeah.
But like, I think he's also fucked up enough, like that whole unlovable thing, that in a weird way, he likes setting it up that somehow Lauren's too good for him. And like the chase of Lauren, like, there's nothing to figure out. I think, was she driving you crazy last night? I liked Lauren through the entire series. I felt like she was so sweet on the hot tub date.
Oh.
But then by the end, last night with her playing with her hair extensions and her lip and that like wink that she would do with her eye, which she's like, you know what I mean?
Here's my problem. My biggest problem with Lauren is she's so sibilant. And her voice.
What is sibilant?
What is sibilant? Just anytime she says an S, it's extended.
Yes,
and it makes
right.
me want to kill myself.
That's exactly what it is.
I would put a
that's
fork in my
that's
ear if I had to live with that
that's
woman.
That's the word? That's the word?
Sibilant.
Oh my God, that's exactly what it is.
It's just constantly.
And she
and
talks
just,
like a
and
valley
she does, like,
girl.
Like a fake voice.
And how can,
I don't
how
like
can she
voice.
Be from Portland?
That's
how is she from Portland?
I can say
I don't like her
she's
voice.
Not from Portland. She's not. Like, I've met so many people from Portland. She's
They're
not from
perfect
fucking Portland.
For each other. Because by the end, I literally was like, all I wanted to see, and I think that's why the most exciting thing ever, the entire season happened when they announced JoJo as a bachelorette.
Yeah.
I screamed like a schoolgirl.
I did,
and
too.
Me too. And my girlfriend, who's only watched like three episodes, did a giant fist pump into the air like we had been, like she had been watching 10 years.
I know. Is it me or did Ben look like upset? Like, oh shit, I don't want to watch 26.
For a split second, I thought he kind of freaked out.
He looked like he was upset. Like, yeah. And I love Jimmy Kimmel going, are you guys going to watch it? And they're like, yeah. And he goes, that's kind of messed up. Like,
I didn't hear him say that.
He goes, what did he say? I wrote it down.
He said, are you guys going to watch? He said, are you going to watch The Bachelor?
He goes, that's weird. he looked, there was a moment where Ben looked like, I don't want to watch you get fucked by 26 guys.
He looked stunned and jealous and then realized he had a feeling about it.
How about him dealing with her all night? With him being like, well, I really respect her. And what made it was that was the past. Like, it was just clearly
it's
Lauren.
It's just sentences Lauren wrote.
Lauren.
I don't
you
see
think
that.
So? I just didn't even think that. I feel like he's backpedaling.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought.
Talk to me.
Talk
to me.
There was that moment
Aaron,
where
you
I was
have the
just
floor.
Like.
Go for
well,
it.
It was just that one moment when you're like, I know it's a reality and show and stuff like that. But when JoJo was like professing everything to him, and then he was like, you know, I knew I love you. And then she had like a gleam of hope in her eyes. Then he's like, but I love to, and I just love her more. I'm like, you're such a dick. Like, you're such a dick. Like, there's so many other ways you can say that. First of all, we've seen in so many past shows, they can stop it before.
Yeah.
They can.
Oh, yeah.
They can,
exactly.
She doesn't even have to come, or they can stop as soon as she starts talking. They could go, you know
what? You're right. Instead of having
so
to give that entire
ways
speech.
You could do
that
it,
speech was like,
that speech was
that
so
speech,
heartfelt.
He did not need to let her do that whole speech.
It's like what happened with Nick when he proposed to Caitlin, and he goes, why did you let me say that?
Yeah.
Those words weren't for you then. And it's like, why do you let her, like,
why?
You know, like, spill her guts everywhere. Oh, my God.
I love you. And then he drops the L-bomb so illegally on the show and then lets her profess. And that's why I was just like, I'm so fucking over him.
I was over him,
You don't
too.
Know any piece of personal information. Lauren's a cardboard cutout. Like, they're perfect.
Well,
like,
it's also, because if you look at it, JoJo, and again, this is how they edit it, but JoJo was the only one who was actually like, okay, I live in Dallas.
A real person.
You live in Denver. How's this going to work?
Oh, yeah. That's what.
Like, only
Steve was saying, she's asking too many questions. She's making it too real, man. Making it too real. He can't deal with it.
Yeah.
Instead of the blonde,
who's
like Mattel doll going, whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
that's all he wanted to hear.
You know, she would wink. She'd go, you know, I just.
Yeah.
She would wink kind of like, I'm just having a lot of feelings.
Although I do think, at the end of After the Final Rose, I did feel like they are perfect. They are perfect together.
I think they're perfect.
We all got what we wanted. JoJo was a bachelorette. These two get married.
I didn't like
go
her.
Away.
I liked her until this. I liked her. I thought she was so cute on their first dates and a real girl. And now it's almost like she became that head of the cheerleading squad. Like, and her sister up there in her little slinky red negligee trying to become the next bachelorette.
Oh, that sister since
that
day one.
That sister trying to, like, I feel like she had that moment with Ben. I was like, are you sticking your ladies out to, like, talk to Ben? Like, there was something in her little red teddy.
Wow.
The sister. I don't know.
The whole season was saved by JoJo becoming the bachelorette.
JoJo's...
Well, no, but I think also, I'm seriously curious if the producers said to him, you should tell them both you're in love with them. You can't fight your feelings. In the past, we've said, because I think they wanted to. I think Ben is absolutely genuinely a solid, Christian, straightforward, sweet, and that is boring. That equals boring
television. I think he has
I think they upped the ante of the series, of the show, of the conflict by saying to him, don't hide your feelings. You have to be as open as they are. Go ahead and tell them you love them. If you love both of them, tell them.
I think he blurted it out with Lauren, and then they were like, oh, fuck. So now you have to say it to JoJo so there's a game, there's a race. Otherwise...
It did look, though... Like, he could have been clearly in love both.
But I think
both
he was in love
that's
with
the thing.
Both of
I think
them.
He's enough he of a. Like, I do think he's enough of a machine that, like, once he starts saying it, he's like, and now I believe it.
Yeah. It could be.
Oh, Katie, so what do you think? What do you think?
You know, I think he was. He looked like.
Distraught.
I don't think he's that good of an actor.
No.
Yeah.
And he looked so happy to see them both. Like, when it was like the family date, and especially when JoJo got there.
I know,
there,
he did.
The way he lit
he
up.
Yes.
That
had
was
such
like
a better
was like, is he going to choose JoJo?
They had better chemistry.
Yeah,
they had
they
better
did.
Chemistry.
They did, I agree. But at the end,
at
after the final rose, I really felt like with their families there, I was like, these two are both.
Well, the brothers
kind of
can't
boring.
Be there. The brothers can't be there, too.
No, I'm saying Lauren's family.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're perfect.
And Ben's family.
It's Barbie and Ken. It's Barbie and Ken.
JoJo would
really is
bored.
They're
out of
a cake topper.
It's Barbie and unlovable Ken. I mean, now we have a half Persian. We have a half Persian bachelorette. Oh my God!
I just get to see her boobs for like 20 more episodes.
I want. I'm like, so you think they're real? No,
I don't. Because
I don't think so.
No, I think
they are.
I think she's
never talked about this last.
I think she's got a great tit job.
Oh, that's an amazing boob job.
I think because she has money. They have money. I think she's got an excellent boob job.
Her mom has had a significant amount of facial work.
Well, she's obsessed with her mom's second face. She's afraid of her second faces.
She has another face on her face.
Now, you have good boobs. I have real boobs that have been heavy and like, and even at 17, we're not like, do people actually have boobs like hers? Are there actually boobs that stand up like without a bra?
I'm so
like
far
that?
Away from being that age, I don't even know.
But I mean, I had big boobs at that age and it's not
the
case.
They're
got to be fake.
Maybe they are.
I think they're fake. I think they're perfectly.
I don't want to brag, but I've come across a lot of boobs in my life.
are some that good? Are they that good?
Some of them are that good, but they're just like.
Hers are too perfect.
Like, put them on the mantle.
Because hers are like C. They're like C pluses, and they stand.
I think it's also the color of her skin. Like, she's got beautiful skin, and she's like tan.
And her face
maybe
is.
I don't know.
What? I realized I was talking to my friend about it. Like, she has like. She's like Marianne face with ginger hair and body. She's like the perfect Marianne and ginger combo. She's got a cute little sweet face, but with like the ginger.
But then the door opens up and you meet the family, and you're like, oh God, you want to run.
You
want to run.
Eric Stone Street tweeted yesterday, she looks like Bernadette Peters. Think about it.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, she sort of does look like a Bernadette Peters.
I love that.
Me too. I love her.
I love Bernadette Peters. Okay, let's talk about the ring. Yay or nay? Not a good race. Neil Lane.
Nay.
Is Neil Lane, did they take it like a wax and mechanical, like the robot that's at some like mechanical amusement park of Neil Lane came out?
He sees the ring and then all of a sudden,
he knows.
Like, and cue moment of clarity. That was his face was just like, oh, now I get it. And you're like, now?
I read his blog. He wrote a blog about it.
What did he say?
He goes, I love Neil Lane. He's such a good guy. Okay. He had to write in his blog, Neil's such a great guy. And when I was talking to Neil and when he was saying to me, just picture who can you never want to not see again or whatever. And he was like, and I know that person was Lauren. Like, it was like,
so wow. Wait, I gotta tell you guys what Ben Higgins has on his Twitter, the Twitter account right under his name,
like his bio,
his little thing, it says, okay, it says Benjamin Higgins at Ben Higgy. Then right under it, where you have your little bio description, it says sweetly broken, wholly surrendered.
What?
Whoa.
He didn't write that.
Holy, H-O-L-Y? Holy.
W-H-O-L-L-Y.
No.
JoJo dodged
the
biggest bullet.
I think that he also has been so reamed by Lori. Like, who... Even though she kind of is a dud, no girl wants to watch him be like, you are my best friend. I am deeply in love with you. Yeah. To somebody else.
On your wedding day or on your engagement?
Before you get engaged. Yeah. It's hard to backpedal that.
Oh.
Well, now, wait. Have we a confirmation that Lauren watched every episode of The Bachelor?
Well, she was there last
she
night.
She said something about watching it because...
She said it was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Do you think she watched all of it?
Probably. I don't know. I mean, people in the past have said they don't. They say, like, I only watch my scenes.
How could you not?
JoJo said she watched it, and she said, even
now I see.
Rewatching, she's like, yeah, they had a connection from the beginning.
Which I thought was very generous of her.
She was a lady.
Very generous.
I didn't like her dress last night.
I didn't like her dress at the proposal, that pink and white.
Oh, my God, that dress at the proposal.
That nightmare quinceañera reject mother of the...
I feel like her mom picked that dress. The house she grew up in picked out that dress.
You're right.
That dress.
You know what? Maybe it's cultural. Shame on me that I'm a racist. Maybe it was Iranian.
It might have been Iranian. I think it was
just the wrong color.
How exciting would they make it if it was like two hot Persian guys for two like super hot Jewish guys on her season, and then like two guys are like Prince William. Like, let's make it interesting with the Persian bachelorette.
But don't
I'm
you
glad
think,
you're putting it out in the universe because I think that
think,
might just happen
that'd
now.
That would be fun.
It would be.
That would be so
something
interesting.
Yeah. And then like one just drunk Aussie.
Yeah, that and some like really awesome. Hot black guy.
Yeah.
You know who's supposedly on is Aaron Rodgers' brother.
No way.
I keep seeing rumors about that. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know who is.
He's just
like
some
a
guy,
random
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
Who's Aaron Rodgers?
He's a
quarterback. Green Bay Packers.
I had a dream last night that you had been on The Bachelorette as a as a contestant, and you didn't tell me. And I was like, why didn't you tell me? And you were like, oh, it's just common knowledge. I was like, but it was to go to be for The Bachelor. I was like, so, but what, how did you? And you're like, I just didn't mention that you like ladies. That you like ladies. I was like, oh, you just did it? You didn't. And it was almost like, yeah, everybody's been on The Bachelor.
I just don't understand why Logo doesn't have a gay one and BET doesn't have a black one. And
they should. This,
wait a minute. There was a gay one. There was a gay man one on Bravo.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
Or, yeah, and it was great. And it only ran one season.
That's ridiculous. I mean, because they keep it so white and straight.
I know. Why isn't there a specialized
channel? Should have
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they should. They should.
Everybody should. There should be a BET Bachelor. There should be.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're not going to give the opportunity to do it on, like, ABC.
I agree.
Then every channel is so specialized.
Can
I ask you one question,
yeah,
though,
please.
All of you? Do you think if JoJo was not the new Bachelorette, if she would have handled that situation differently?
Yes.
Because usually they grill them a little.
Yeah, she would have been. Yeah, of course. Knowing you're the new Bachelorette, I think, helps a lot.
Right?
It makes you play ball. She played ball.
She was political.
Because it starts airing May 23rd. By the way, when our new season of You Accept This Rose starts, it starts. So that means she will be.
She means she's shooting today.
Yeah.
That means in that Calabasas mansion right
she's
now.
She's going to be engaged in like 2.5 months to somebody else.
No, they'll have one more month to shoot.
Right? Like, she's probably doing it right now.
No, because I believe it takes 3 months to shoot. So she started shooting.
You think that long?
I do. If they started shooting with Kayla, and they stopped,
they scrapped it.
Then they announced her last night. So she's shooting right now
in Calabasas.
It starts airing
May 23rd. So what's
she's running down Malibu in a bikini top.
April.
They're doing all that preamble stuff.
Yes.
And then
you're right.
On May 23rd, which is only 2 months away, right?
Yeah.
From now.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
April,
yes.
May.
Yes.
It means they might have another 2, 3, 4 weeks left of shooting, but they'll be
really?
In Jamaica or China.
I heard somebody
or...
who, I think it's less than that.
You think it's less? I heard 3 months.
I heard 2 months. Wow. I heard 8 weeks.
You guys, I heard a long weekend.
I heard 8 weeks.
Really?
Maybe it is 2 months. So she starts and bango. By the time it starts airing.
Yeah. I think
she's already in hiding with whoever.
Because I think they want to know who it was so they can edit it back. I think they like to know who the winner is to edit it to make it an interesting storyline.
I guess you're right, yeah.
Yeah, because they always, at the beginning, they always have little blurbs on five different people. And there's always five people that make it pretty far.
Well,
except for the one girl that smelled bad.
In the first episode, they showed him on the phone. In the first episode, they showed him, this season, they showed him on the phone.
Wasn't it a female voice? Wasn't it a female voice?
I thought it was.
It was.
It was.
Right?
But it was editing. It was fucking editing.
Of course.
What was that phone call?
Was
I was waiting for this phone call.
It was to the dad for asking permission.
Yeah. Why was
bullshit.
That?
You, total
in,
bullshit.
In the teaser, it was
a
for
female.
Sure
a woman saying
woman
something
voice.
They talked about
going,
it every
hello?
Week.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You thought it was
fucking,
Kayla.
They're fucking editing. I knew it. I knew
damn you, editors.
I knew it.
Because the whole time we're like.
So they know how it is. So it's got to be, I think it's 8 weeks. So she's going to be engaged in 8 weeks to somebody else.
I thought it was 3 months.
Maybe it should be 3 years.
You know what?
Yeah.
I don't know. She might say, I will accept this proposal, but we're going to wait a while. We need to date each other in the real world. I think JoJo would be healthy about, you know what I mean?
She speaks, handles herself very well.
She sounds smart enough to go, we're going to date for a while, pal.
Yeah.
How much of a boner did the Bachelor producers have for when he mentioned, I would marry her? The fact that they really thought they were going to get a wedding. The producer, the pastor, and then they had 6 minutes to vamp at the end because the wedding
was families up.
Oh my God! And when he goes, "Are we done?" and they're like, "No," there was still 4 minutes to kill with people who are non improvisers up there
standing on the stage.
I'm not gonna lie, I switched on The Voice. I couldn't take the awkwardness. I was like, I gotta watch some people singing.
It was it was Lauren putting her head on the. I was so bothered by Lauren last night. What's that word again?
You know what Lauren's best line was?
Sibilant. Sibilant.
Lauren's best line is, and I know she's nervous and they're not the brightest bulbs, but she was like, she's, you know, I'm so nervous with these parents. You just I want to leave a good impression. I was like, you want to
make a good impression.
And you don't want to step on the mom's face. We just kept saying ways to make an
JoJo
to
kept
leave
going,
an impression.
You can't go down that rabbit hole with grammar.
JoJo kept going. Him and I are meant to be.
Yeah. Him and I with mine and Lauren's relationship.
You're my one. You're my person.
With JoJo and me is happy friend.
They're
but that's
smart
America.
Stuff. Smart stuff.
Is it me, or did Sandals look nicer than you thought it would?
I'm fascinated by Sandals. Has anyone here been to Sandals?
My friend went to a Sandals years ago, but it was I think in Cancun. I think this was a more high end, newer Sandals.
Mm-hmm. I love that they just kept going like the mile down the road and never left Jamaica. Their budget. I mean, their budget. Remember when it was Turkey?
Oh, yeah.
And now they can't get off the island of Jamaica.
Oh, remember they used to go
last
like
year
Ireland?
It was Ireland and Canada.
What is this?
Because they pre-sell the series with advertising before they start shooting it. Same thing with like Survivor would pre-sell advertising time for $250 million before they started shooting the show. So it was so profitable. I think The Bachelor and Bachelorette's the same thing. Pre-sell with vacation packages and locations and restaurants, and Neil Lane pays them money.
Yeah.
Gives them those rings for free.
Yeah. Which are $100,000.
So I think they pre-sell. They're like, oh, the Jamaican Tourism Board, you'll give us $500,000.
Mexico.
Great.
And Mexico.
Mexico.
But it used to be like the last couple, they've gone nowhere.
Nobody cares.
Like they haven't crossed the.
Now the internet. The internet has happened. People.
Well,
it's like
at
Netflix.
The end of Caitlin's, they did. Or at least they went to Ireland. They went like somewhere else. Because weren't they in like Paris or something when she fucked Nick in that church?
That was Ireland.
That was Ireland.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. I have a question about After the Rose. Were all the women in the audience in jewel tones while you were there?
the audience is just audience. It's normal people that
Where
have been approached at the Hollywood Highland Mall or
Where do they
Venice Boulevard.
There was a lot of salmon colored last night.
Yeah,
orange,
there was a lot of salmon.
Salmon.
And there was a guy who was disgusted.
That's what you were saying in that email.
Yeah, a lot of salmon.
Where do they record it?
It's in Burbank. Or not Burbank. It's, you know where NBC is? Like that Riverside?
Yeah.
It's behind Warner Brothers.
The NBC behind Warner Brothers.
Yeah, where I
like where the old Tonight Show was.
But yeah, thank you. It is Burbank. It's in this little tiny studio on the fifth floor of this futuristic robot building that you have to wait for someone to walk up with a special key card.
Is it like where Fremantle is?
I don't know what this place was. Oh, and the elevators didn't work.
Oh my God!
So we were waiting to get up there.
How did they prep you? Did they go over anything with you?
Yeah, they do on the phone. You do like a pre-produced interview on the phone, and they basically just say it's going to be over before you know it.
You were charming with them.
I love that show. I love The Bachelor.
Did Paul?
And I was very excited to see
you. You were on with Paul F. Tompkins.
I was. Who's one of my oldest friends? So I had no idea they had booked us to be on the show together. That was totally random.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
And then you were also on with John Mulaney and Nick Kroll.
Yes. who came and did
character.
Gil and...
Which was amazing.
Which
was amazing. And Lace. And who was a good sport about it?
I thought she was lovely, honestly. Oh my God, you
I'm
know what did happen
her.
Though?
Me
you
too.
Know what did happen? At one point... Oh shoot, I can't remember what she asked me. Never mind, I'm not going to remember. She asked me what a word meant.
Oh.
Like, quietly.
Oh.
While we were shooting.
She was the best part of the
season. And I couldn't remember. Yeah. She was very sweet. I liked her a lot. And I thought that she was very wise and smart and took care of herself and did the right thing. She's not a crazy, crazy where you can, like, revel in it. She's actually a hurt person.
Yeah, no.
Who
and
needs
she,
to deal
and she
with
was honest about
her
that.
Baggage.
Yeah.
And she was. And that's why I am excited to see
me
her
too.
On... Bachelor in Paradise. I hope
I'm
she
getting
doesn't
nervous.
Get she's go gonna, drunk and go crazy.
Yeah, you can't get through the thing without at least one glass of Chablis in
we
you.
Were,
it's not
we
happen.
Were just like rolling and not ripping up, but just like
we loved
obsessed
her.
With Lace, talking about it every week. And then
it turned. It took a
and
turn.
Then it turned.
And then it got sad.
Because
you
start to feel bad.
Illness.
You start to feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
That's how I felt like meeting her and being like, oh, this is this big, tall, sweet girl who's...
But then I was
and
excited.
She was shaking.
She
was vibrating. She was so nervous. She was vibrating.
Yeah.
And in the commercial, she was like, I'm so nervous. I'm so. And both Chris and I were like, you're doing great. You're great.
Yeah.
Don't
How
worry.
How tall is Chris Harrison?
Chris Harrison's 5'8", 5'9".
Would you make out with him
he's my
if
height?
You were single?
If I were single, yeah. I think he's great. I really
Why not?
Think he's
Just
great.
To make, how many
this
women do you think Chris Harrison has made out with?
I don't know.
Fault.
He's been married for 18 years,
no,
but they
divorced.
Got separated 3 years ago.
Are they not
They've
divorced
got, like,
yet?
Five kids.
They're not divorced yet.
No, I don't
bet
believe
he
they
bangs
are.
Every lady
okay,
in porn.
You guys.
I don't know. I think he loves his job so much.
He is the.
You guys.
I always say Chris Harrison's
the best job
and first base coach. are the best jobs.
The best job.
You literally can take the whole
He's
day
so good
off.
At it. You guys, I'm going to ask you this because I'm really upset that it's over. Although I'm really sick of Ben and Lauren, but I'm really upset that it's over. I'm really going to miss it. First of all, Katie, can I just thank you for letting us have this podcast?
Of course.
And Katie. We're going to have next week, we're going to have on Eddie Tells All when we actually, he's going to face his captors and say what it's been like to be a man who's been captured. And we are going to do The Bachelorette. It starts May 23rd, the next season. And then we are going to do Bachelor in Paradise, which is really, truly my guilty pleasure.
And I've only seen like one episode. So.
It's the best.
Did you guys?
You're going to love it.
I don't know. This is probably just for Southern California watchers. But right in the middle of the episode on the bottom of the screen, it said, Monster Quake in the Southland Brewing. I was like, can we just take an hour off? Like, no. I literally was like, now I have to worry about a monster. I was like, I'm just trying to figure out if he's going to pick JoJo or
I enjoyed,
Lauren.
there was an ad for a 100-mile-per-hour speed chase with a woman who's nude.
Nude.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Dying,
I also enjoyed Heidi Klum's ad.
Oh, I saw that.
She looked good.
She looks great. But she works out for 3 hours a day.
She
That's
has four
how-
kids. Four
embarrassing
kids.
That
she's
I
rich
put that
and
on
she
pause.
Works out 4 hours a day and she's got a chef and a trainer. She's
I
fine.
Could work out 4 hours a day and never look
she
like that.
She is so
and I
beautiful.
Also, how about that ad? Did you guys notice the ad with people swimming? And it was swimming and it was for Express, Limited Express.
Were they swimming in their clothes?
It was some weird underpants swimming thing. Okay, does anybody need to leave any? Here's our space. Is there anything you need to say about this season, about last night, about The Bachelor? Is there anything unsaid?
Well, I think it ended as it should. I think Ben should be with Lauren, and the fact that we don't have to listen to them ever again is amazing.
Yeah, he
we
did
get
say
JoJo, who is so real and fun. You know,
if they hadn't given us JoJo, we would have been.
If it was, that would have been
Kayla?
Really disappointing. If it was Kayla, if they announced Kayla last night, it just would have been a wah to the entire series for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
like I would have not. I don't know if I would. I would have watched.
I would have watched.
I would have watched.
We had to,
but I would have been waiting for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes.
So tell me, you guys, tell me your favorite thing about watching Bachelor in Paradise so I can get excited.
Oh, my God. The editing. The editing is like when they make it look like somebody's hammered and like confessing something and then you cut and they're talking to a raccoon.
I do like that. And remember when they were shooting? Oh, who was the real bad guy last year?
Joe.
Yeah. When Joe was
he
laying
was the
on
worst.
It looked like they were shooting him with a camera he didn't know was there, and he was talking to a producer, and he was laying on the couch, and he just farted, and the producer's like, Joe, and he was like, what?
I remember that. Because people, are,
you
people
don't
are
get
hammered.
That on The Bachelor.
People are hammered, and
so
they're
it's
together.
Like super trash.
Yeah.
Is it super
oh my god,
trash?
It really
I
is.
Also
it is. And then they were doing it in the pool,
the hot tub.
They did it in the pool.
The pool. Yeah, and you watched them do it. But we watched them fuck in the pool. Then there was also there was also like. I feel like it was like the one who was once Jared, was trying to be all sexy and she like took him like, she was like swimming
the
in
princess,
the ocean.
The princess, Jersey Princess.
The princess, made, she wants to be Princess Jasmine.
But they made her, like they actually had her get like tossed by the waves.
She gets
they,
smacked
and
around
And they
by the
showed like sand and like wedgie. Like they yeah. really don't make the girls and men look good. Like
That's
they
amazing.
Look, they look. Like idiots on like they really yeah. don't have your back.
And Olivia
editors.
Will probably be on it.
Oh,
right?
Oh Olivia,
Lace.
Jubilee. I'm hoping.
Oh, Jubes.
Jubie Boobs.
We love Jubes.
I like. There's a lot of girls in this season that I would like to see on Bachelor in Paradise.
Who would you like in a Bachelor in Paradise?
Absolutely, Olivia, Lace, Jubilee. Is that all I want? Wait, hold on. No. The twins. I would love to see the twins again.
Oh my god.
I would love to see the twins.
I would
again.
Too. I would be on
because last year. Those there were sisters.
Yes, yeah.
It was Ashley and her sister
who cried all the time.
And
they
who
both
left?
Cried.
Who left? She
yeah,
left.
Her sister was like, "Fuck this, I'm out."
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah. So I would love that. I would love, the twins, Haley and Emily.
And so wait, so Bachelor in Paradise will be after JoJo's season.
Yeah, it's in summer. It's a summer.
And so some of the dudes from JoJo's season will be on.
Oh yeah, a lot. Will
Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, a lot.
Because I don't know their shooting schedule.
No,
I don't know when they start shooting.
Last year,
they start airing it.
Last year, there was a lot of guys from that season. You know who I bet will be on? I bet from last year's Caitlyn season, that big Ben whose mom died, Ben Z, I bet he'll be on.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wasn't on last year, but I bet he'll be on.
He started off strong and then just...
Yeah. I don't remember him at all
They went
right
to that
now.
Fun house. And, or like they had
that
to like...
safe
they
fun
had to like
house
figure
those...
out...
different, like the scary, and they had to figure out clues, and it was like a creepy bed and a prison and a He would start out strong, but then he just
I can't believe Caitlin and Sean are still together. I cannot believe
it. I want them to get married. I know that's dumb. I want everyone to get married. I don't even care about weddings in my real life, but
is it because you want to see who's going to get divorced?
I don't know why.
I mean, Lauren watching that with JoJo, I mean, that cannot. That has got to sit bad with her for a while.
He did that to himself.
I know. How do you? Does Ben take her aside and be like, "Listen"? Does he lie?
No. They stayed on in Jamaica a couple days, and he told her everything.
But he said it too many times with JoJo.
Too many times.
And my best friend, like that.
I feel like the biggest problem for Lauren would be seeing that his parents clearly preferred JoJo.
Yeah,
clearly to me.
Yeah, she's so polished.
She's polished,
but JoJo.
...
cares about.
But JoJo answered all the questions I had before I even asked them.
And she's
them,
like a real person.
Yeah.
That's gotta hurt.
Lauren and her, like, you know.
I liked Ben's mom. I really liked Ben's mom.
I thought I wasn't going to when she cried after the twin tried to wow her.
But that's how bad that twin was.
But I think
my mom would have cried.
No, I liked her too. She looked legitimately horrified that she'd given birth to a guy
who could love two women.
She looked broken. Like I've created a monster.
Yeah. And she was saying, I just don't know how you.
Because she was appalled.
She was appalled.
And I felt
How about that bathroom? Yeah. JoJo on the bathroom floor going, I need something from you. And him.
I know.
Like,
did they think that they couldn't be heard? Did they forget that they had their mic packs on?
I mean.
Do they always forget they have their mic packs on?
I felt so bad for her. And he kept saying, like. Because I think he always knew it was Lauren. He always knew. Even though he seemed torn, it was
apparently
like,
that's what's on the cover of Star Magazine today.
I think it does feel like he always, because she was sort of like this perfect, the captain of the cheerleading squad. Like, no matter what, she razzled him.
That's why I think
did Olivia in the beginning. Yeah. He was all about Olivia.
I was all about Olivia.
Yeah. Me too. I thought she was going to make it to the end. Yeah. But she kept making that, like, A baby alien face.
That
it's just, yeah, the fall
that
from face, grace. I want to see it.
But Ben's a good guy and he's a Christian and all stuff.
Boring.
But then that moment with JoJo, I'm like, you are a class A dick for that moment.
He almost felt like a complete narcissist.
He felt like an LA douche.
After the final rose last night, he did that Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Yes,
he did.
You know, like a martial arts move.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
That made me feel like he crossed over to the other side.
That's Tom Cruise. Also, after he got permission to marry her and he did that, it was Tom Cruise on the couch.
Oh, you're right.
It was Tom Cruise on the Oprah couch. Like, oh! It was like Howard Dean meets Tom Cruise. Like,
Howard Dean.
Classic Howard Dean.
I love
reference.
When they prop Howard Dean up for the elections. I'm still a Howard Dean fan.
We should write Howard Dean. You guys, I really don't know what I'm going to do until May 23rd.
Jesus, I don't know.
I was hoping that he was going to be on Dancing with the Stars, which I don't watch, but I would have watched if he was on. There was rumors he was going to be on.
And you're saying he's not? Oh, wait a minute. He's not.
They already announced it, everybody.
Before the end of The Bachelor, though, someone could still drop out.
True.
I'm not gonna lie. Like if I never saw him again, it would be fine.
I enjoyed at the end when
I'm
he said.
I'm just excited for next season. Now I'm excited because of
I
you
think
guys
he's
for
gonna
Bachelor
come back
Paradise.
And give JoJo advice.
Oh my God, will you?
Oh. Absolutely, he is. You know he is.
Because he's her best friend.
Because they're best
friends. My best friend.
Oh my God.
Lauren's like,
would you stop talking to JoJo?
You are the pest. And I respect you, but you are the pest. In conclusion, can we just really all acknowledge the look that he gave her when she said, I'm the best. Basically, that's the best. That is the best for a guy who's dissed you to be like, well, guess what? I'm going to be fucking three guys in sandals in June 2016, buddy.
I'm going to be at the Hyatt in Hawaii.
And they're going to be hotter than you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That is the best.
Without the church quote on your ribcage, dork face.
I have to be doing it with three guys that have a church quote on their ribs.
And it's not going to be me banging you and the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you that much. Getting closer.
I am going to be getting reamed by three guys who don't have the
back door, ding dong. Got it around.
Oh, my God. You guys, thank you to all the people who've listened to Will You Accept This Rose? It just missed Sasha. Paget.
Come back.
Will you come back?
Come back. I would do this every week. I'll be a backup. If anyone drops out on you, I will come over.
Oh, my God. We're going to take you
on this. You are so really fun to talk to.
I love it. You are so in.
If I'm drinking at home, I can Uber here in 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. That's even better. I live near you. I'll bring you home. Yeah. Oh, my God. This is... the best.
Thank
Katie,
you, Arden,
do you have
for
any
bringing...
final things you need
Thank
to say?
You, yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
She does. Katie, you got to leave it on
Katie
the field.
Katie, also remember,
Katie said
the woman on the phone was Kayla. I was with you though.
Katie,
that was a good wild card pick.
Katie, what do you need to say? I need you to leave in a safe space. What do you need to leave on the field, kitty cat? What do you need to leave on the field?
Nothing. I guess I just.
How did you feel about his karate, Tom Cruise?
Stupid. I was just mad the second he like did that to JoJo. I was just like, fuck him forever.
Yeah.
Don't you? And did
don't let her talk. Don't let her talk.
Did you hate Lauren last night with her extensions?
No. Yeah. I've never hated her, but like her stupid little face,
her face,
and the way she talks has bothered me for weeks now.
I mean,
she always just kind of has this like little smirk, like just like she's like farted and got away with it or something.
Yeah.
And you're just like, fuck you. Like, I just don't
farted
like
and I got
that's
away
like
with
really
it.
What she looks like.
You'll never stop me. I just farted. You can stop me. I got away with it. I did it again.
I also thought the producers should have made a lot more airplane puns because she's a flight attendant.
Oh my God.
There's so many good opportunities
for
airplane
puns. And all they do is take like fucking like helicopter rides and biplane rides and like that guy. They needed it.
JoJo did say, or one of them said something about a helicopter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She made like a
he did. He did.
He did.
Okay. Oh, he said, we've
Hoover
taken
game.
A lot of fun
but
helicopter rides.
And then he goes,
I was like,
he goes,
she blown him in the copter?
Over the Hoover Dam. And he goes, but we didn't see the Hoover Dam. To his mom. He said that to his mom. And she was like, Ben.
Oh, my God.
I didn't understand what was going on there.
I literally was like, what was happening?
I think they were supposed to say, like, oh, we were making out so much because they're fucking 16 years old.
Yeah. Yes.
Or
yes.
She was giving him a blowjob.
Yeah.
Which could have happened.
Mm.
Do you think she's giving him a beach?
I don't think
What's the name of that club? A chopper blowy?
A chopper? The old chopper blow.
Chappy blow blow.
Maybe her hand was.
A blowby.
On his church.
A chopper handy?
Well, Padgett and I were talking earlier about how whether or not they've all had sex.
Of course they have.
I don't think he had sex with any of them. I think he was super Christian about it and did not go all the way.
Really?
Yeah, I really
think
so.
Reality Steve, I think he did because I think when Kayla Barrel rolled out of that limo.
That's what Katie said.
Kayla
like,
had a post-sex
when,
glow.
When Kayla Barrel rolled out of that limo, it was basically like, well, then why did you fuck me?
Yes. That's what Katie
because,
said.
Remember Becca? Because Becca was saying, is that going to be a problem for you that I'm a virgin? And him saying, no, I respect that. Like, basically, like, that's not my situation.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's a virgin. I know he wasn't a virgin. I just think.
No, he got out of it.
You think he
he's
did?
He's so horny.
He
kept calling her a sex panther. He wanted to get at it with Kayla. So he couldn't wait to bone her.
God, Kayla to me is so asexual. I just don't.
I think she's totally asexual.
She's like,
I think Lauren. I
just don't.
You'd be having sex with Lauren and then you'd be like, oh my God, are you napping?
My friend.
Yeah, I don't
see JoJo,
Lauren,
though.
Yeah.
JoJo looks like she'd be good.
JoJo is sexy.
She's sexy.
Seems like a sensual,
she's alert.
Sexy.
Yeah. She's got a personality.
My friend Lori, who is obsessed with this up in Berkeley, she thinks that Lauren, all she needs is some deep soul gazing. Like, all she needs is some extended eye contact in the sack, and she's fine. Yeah.
Maybe.
Just some deep soul gazing.
Yeah.
As long as you're staring her in the eye.
I think smelling salts, a little smelling salts, and you can get a good half hour with Lauren.
Yeah.
You just need to keep awake.
Yeah, it's just like.
Now I'm just want to picture them doing like the furthest out there S&M possible.
No. Oh,
like he's ball gagged, completely encased in wax.
I just
keep she's away. Stabbing him
I
with a high-heeled shoe.
But she's like, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. It's like I still haven't actually. Here's the, to me, relationships like. I don't ever want to talk about the relationship. I just want to make jokes about things and like I don't ever want to talk about like, how's our friendship going, Aaron? I'm really glad we have a friendship. This friendship's really great.
You just asked me that yesterday.
Friendship going?
Like, they don't ever do anything but talk about themselves.
Yeah.
Like, there's never anything outside of how are you feeling about me right now? This is me, how I'm feeling about you. But like, no, there's no new information.
We don't know. We didn't know anything.
How
the
much
whole
are
season.
They not showing though? Because like, there have been like where they show like the bloopers.
I know. There's something. The bloopers are more charming.
So fun.
And we see more like, about their personality like, and bloopers than we do the entire season.
Like, totally. Jubilee, when she was like trying to teach him that dance and he can't dance because he's like the whitest person ever.
Yeah.
Like that was adorable. I was like, why don't they
know,
show
they
that?
They need to add more
stuff. Possibly not farting in the hot tub. They dragged out to the tree from Shawshank Redemption. Like that tree out there, that I think tree. Is where Morgan Freeman buried something in the Shawshank.
Totally.
They dragged that thing all the way out there. It's the same. Did he fart? Did he not fart?
Yeah, he farted. Yeah.
That was
farted.
More charming.
I was underwater and I farted. I was in a scuba suit farting under the water. Katie, was this podcast, was it good? Did it scratch your itch of your
yes
mind? It really scratched mine. I'm gonna say, like, it not only did it not ruin The Bachelor for me, it made it legitimately the highlight of my week, which it already was, but now I got to like professionally have to watch it. And I canceled
it helped because the season was kind of boring.
I had an audition for today at 4 that I said, I'm sorry,
you're working,
I'm not available. I'm going in tomorrow. I got to reschedule. I knew it, but it was like, I can't go because I've got work to do.
I'm in the middle of a heated baseball draft, and I was like, I'm not going to be available to make my pick till after 6.
Wow.
I'm working.
It. People love being told no.
Thank you. People love
You're probably now going to get an offer on whatever that audition was.
I hope I do.
I'm busy.
Oh, friends. Padgett, we can't wait to have you back.
I can't wait to come back.
Will you do our inaugural Bachelorette episode?
Yes, anything you want.
All right, so you know what we'll do? We'll come and we'll pick. Maybe we'll have you on the first and the last one. We'll pick first week who we think is going to win. And then we'll definitely.
I do that the week before with a tabloid.
Okay.
You know when they have the 2-page
right,
spread in Star?
Or how about this?
I can always pick at least one of the final three.
Why don't we do an episode? Why don't we do one?
Every time.
Let's do an episode the week before The Bachelorette. We'll all come here with a tabloid.
Okay.
We'll break it down. We'll make our picks. And then we'll have you on throughout the season.
We'll have enough.
And then you
stuff
get to come be the
point.
You come with
drink
to be our
wine.
Finalist. Well, you
I would
come.
Love that. I would love that.
Let's take Ubers and drink wine.
I love it.
Precious friendship. Friendship. Precious. Friendship, precious friendship, precious friendship. Padgett,
thank you for the journey.
I call her anybody, once a day to make her do that.
Does anybody have any thing you need to plug?
I would just like to thank you for calling me up. And we used to discuss a batch when we were both on the road.
Yeah, sure.
And now, so thank you for including
me. Thank you so much. It's been a joy. I will be in Alaska at in Fairbanks.
Nice.
I'm doing, so alaskacomedy.com. I'll be there like the last weekend of March going into April.
Fantastic.
Sometime.
If you
Four
live in,
shows. If you live in Alaska
and
you want to come give
out.
Me a rose, you want to come talk Bachelor trash. If you're a gay man in Alaska and you have nobody that relates to you, come find
Get
me.
To Arden's
that's
shows.
Sweet.
Do you have anything you want to plug, my lady?
You're gonna meet some great people. No, I'm on Grandfather. That's on Fox, but we're off for 6 weeks.
Have
so
you made out
you
with John Stamos?
I did.
Was it fun?
Yeah, he's a good kisser.
Is he? He's really handsome in real life.
Yes, he is. He's very handsome.
How
in
tall
real life.
Is he?
He's 5'11".
That's all I love all my questions.
I need to watch the show immediately.
Say, he's very nice. He's really fun and generous. He's lovely. He's a really, and I thought he would be, I auditioned thinking, oh, I'm going to meet this guy. He's going to be a tool.
Yeah.
And he was lovely.
He's hot.
That's awesome.
He's really
I've
nice.
I've always loved John Stamos.
He's a really nice guy and everyone loves
and
him. Everyone who's worked with him loves him.
Good. I like
he's
you,
really
and we
a
need
sweet
to hear more
guy.
Off good camera, stories. I want to hear who the worst kisser was. I'll think about who my worst kisser was. And in conclusion, I want to say, which I didn't say, I was surprised at how tall Lauren was last night. I found her to be very tall on After
tall?
The Rose.
Is she tall?
She looked like a tiny little girl to me. But then when she was standing next to her sister and her family, I was like, she's tall.
Wait. No, because I noticed she was wearing 4-inch heels.
Yeah.
But she was top of head with Chris Harrison.
Who's like 5'10".
So she can't, she's
It says she's 5'7". It says she's 5'7".
Quick math, she's 4'9", you guys.
Oh my God, you guys. Katie, do you need to plug anything except for keeping it real? All right, you guys, this is Artemis. We'll be back next week with Eddie Pepitone for Eddie Tells All. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose?
Nerdist.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.